June 2nd, 2020, Tuesday is Women's Golf Day. The fifth year we'll be having it. As you know, it's a one-day, four-hour experience for women and girls. The first 2 hours, women have the opportunity to take lessons or play nine holes. And the second 2 hours is a celebration, get-together, opportunity for people to mingle and enjoy each other's company and make some new friends.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the past events, and how much maybe it's grown the women's golf game?
No, it's really been incredible. We've heard from the courses. A lot of them have used it as a big event to launch programs that they have, or get women and juniors into taking lessons, or summer programs that they have, or, you know, just to feel more comfortable playing golf. And they definitely have seen uptake from memberships to more people getting engaged and getting out on the golf course and showing a greater interest.
I know you've traveled worldwide to work with clubs and promote this event. It sounds like you're seeing the positive feedback you'd hope for.
Yeah, absolutely. This past year we had 864 locations in 52 countries. It's grown tremendously. It's a pretty big. 52 countries is a lot. We had, I believe it was 8 Muslim countries, and just all over the world. It's in India. It starts in Australia, goes for 24 hours straight, and ends in Hawaii. So that's really cool. Yeah, we've seen the growth, and we're really happy. And I guess, you know, most importantly too, is like now we have the PGA teaching professionals, PGA members, receive MSR credit if they host an event, 2 credits, which is wonderful, because they should be, because they're doing amazing things. And it, as we said today, it takes a village. You know, it takes everybody getting involved, but this is our livelihood, our industry. It's us wanting to see growth and championing equality. And it's only 20% of the women golf, so we got a lot of opportunity for more growth, and that's good for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go and play golf on Women's Golf Day?
Every year it changes. So I have done really consciously gone to all different places. I've been, you know, to whomever we're partnering with. So last year I was at the David Ledbetter Academy. They had 150 women. That was in Orlando, Florida, Champions Gate. The year before I was at a Topgolf and a PGA Tour Superstore. The year before that, I was at a golf course. The year before that, I was in Manhattan at a Chelsea Piers, which is a driving range in Manhattan. And at the time, you know, Golfsmith or
something like that.
Yeah, that doesn't unfortunately exist anymore. But so, yeah, I mean, I do get around. I go every year. We'll just see as it gets closer. I wait, because this is not about more where I am. It's more where everybody else is.
Mm-hmm. If a club would still like to sign up and get involved for the first time, how do they do that?
For the first time or re-signing up or what have you, anybody, we encourage them to go to womensgolfday.com, womensgolfday.com. And if they sign up before March 1st, with this code, the registration fee of $79 is waived. And that is VIP 2020. VIP 2020. If you do it before March 1st, then we waive the registration fee.
Alisa, thank you for joining us here at Ahead Golf Products, one of your partners.
And if you, they now have a, if you go to their website or ours, consumers can directly buy anytime throughout the year with the Women's Golf Day logo on it. And then, of course, the locations that sign up, they have an opportunity to buy a wholesale package for their events and things like that. So, yeah, we appreciate our sponsors and our partners, and we appreciate you, Rory, and everybody that spreads the word, because without you, the word doesn't get out there. So genuinely grateful that you take the time and the interest to, as well, expand women's golf, and I thank you.